Listen, I've got the pleasure to talk to you today about how to get a new person started by getting their first couple customers. And I agree with Brian McClure that success definitely leaves trails. And one of the things I want to talk to you about is a gentleman that I had the pleasure of sponsoring early on in my business, a gentleman by the name of Norbert Hennessy. And Norbert got started in this business, and over the last 20 months, he's got over 2,500 consultants and 11,000 customers on his team. And guys, when I look back to see what Norbert did to build such a large organization, he worked real hard. There's a lot of urgency in what Norbert goes out there and does. But one of the keys to his success was when he got started with this business, he focused on those brand new people joining their team, getting them paid. And guys, the first 75 or 80 people that joined Norbert's business, they had their first two or three customers within the first 24 to 48 hours. Now imagine having 75 or 80 people in the first couple months that join your team, they all got checks. Guys, how many people in this room remember their first yellow envelope that showed up at their house? And you opened it up and you said, this is real. So guys, here's what you got to realize. When you sponsor a new person, and guys, what they're ready to do, they believe in you, they believe in the company, they're excited to go, they sign up on your website and they click that little box and it says, your sponsor is. Well, guys, our job as a sponsor is to get them paid, is to get their belief level up here and keep it up here. The quickest way to get a new person excited about this business and validate that Ambit's real and that Ambit's going to work for their family is to get them paid. So how do we get a new person paid? Well, guys, when we sign somebody up, don't send them to your website and tell them to do it themselves. Take some time and walk them through the power zone. Help them answer questions so they don't run into any problems right away. Take 5 or 10 minutes. Let them know about the couple different websites. And then the next thing we need to do, the quickest way to get a brand new consultant paid is to help them go out there and get their first couple customers. Why do we want to do that? Because if we do that and we do it right and we do it efficient, within 2 weeks that yellow envelope is going to show up at their house. The second reason we want to help them get a few customers right away is we want to put them in position to become successful. Guys, what do you need to do to get promoted? You need to go gather your first 5 customers. Your website counts as 2. Who should be your 3rd? Well, if you live in a service area, if you're eligible to become your own gas or electricity customer, you want to make sure that that new consultant signs up as their own personal customer right away. It drives me crazy when I look in the back office and see that somebody's in an area and the sponsor didn't take the time to help them enroll and become their own customer. You want to take that person, hold them by their hand, show them how to sign up as their own customer, third-party verify them to make sure that they go pending and active real quick. Why? The quicker that the customers go through, the quicker that that check shows up in their mailbox. So guys, here's the strategy that we use to gather customers. One of the biggest mistakes people make is they go out there and try to sell gas or electricity. This is not about sales. This is not going out there and trying to tell your friends and family how much you know about energy, because your friends and family know you don't know a lot about gas and electricity. This is about going to a few friends and family and asking them for help, to do you a favor. The reason your friends and family are Ambit customers is not because they love Ambit. The reason your customers are your customers is because of the relationship that they have with you. One of the biggest mistakes people make is they pick up the phone and they start talking rates to their friends and family. And their friends and family know they don't know what they're talking about. So how likely are they to become a customer? Guys, the system that we use to gather customers is this, okay? The first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to call up my friend Danny. Danny's a neighbor of mine. We've known each other for 20 years. We play softball together. Our kids play together. If my car broke down, I know I'd call him and he'd be there. If he needed something from me, I could call him, vice versa. So, guys, I call up my friend Danny, and the first thing that I do when I call him up, Danny, how are you? This is Ray. How's everything going?
How are you doing, Ray? How's the family?
Danny, listen, I need a favor from you. Guys, step number one is the favor. The reason your customers are switching over to Ambit Energy is to help you out. So let them know up front that they're doing you a favor. Danny, this is Ray. Listen, I need a favor from you.
Okay, anything.
Okay, guys, that's easy. Most people aren't going to be that easy. Most people, when I say, Danny, I need a favor, they're going to say what, Danny?
What is it, Ray?
That's right. 9 out of 10 times, they're going to say, what is it? Now, guys, the biggest mistake you make when they say, what is it? Well, I started working for Ambit Energy, and we're taking advantage of the deregulation of gas and electricity. You're done right there. You're done. Step number one is ask for the favor. Danny, listen, I need you to do me a favor. What is it? Great. Danny, if it won't cost you anything, It won't inconvenience you. You're guaranteed to save money, and it's important to me. Would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, guys, sometimes that's not always real. Some people will. You know who will do that? Your grandmother will do that. You've got a handful of friends who are going to do it because they see it's important to you. But what they say most times, well, tell me a little bit about it. And guys, what I do, step number two, is to get the yes. Danny, will you do me a favor? What is it?
What is it? Can
Danny, did you hear what I said? It won't cost you anything. It won't inconvenience you. In fact, you're going to save some money, and it's important to me. Danny, how long have we been friends for?
5 years.
Okay. Have I ever helped you out?
Always.
This is important to me. Would you do me a favor and help me out?
If it won't cost me anything.
Danny, it won't. You're guaranteed to save money. Will you help me out?
Okay.
Okay. Guys, step number two is get the yes. I don't go any further until he agrees to do me a favor. I'm not calling a stranger. I'm calling somebody that if he called me up in the middle of the night and broke down, I'd go pick him up. His wife comes to my house to borrow sugar. Why would he not do me a favor if he's guaranteed to save money? If nothing changes, it's not going to inconvenience him, and it's important to me. Why would he not do that? So, guys, he says yes. Step number three is critical, and here's why. I talked to more people. In fact, we were with a waitress last night at a restaurant, and Brian McClure prospected her, and she's already a customer. And Brian asked her, did the person who signed you up as a customer present the business to you? And guess what she said? She'd be a great consultant. She sat there and went through 15 desserts and did a great presentation for us. But the person was so focused on gathering a customer that they passed over a potential opportunity. Do you want to gather customers and make 5 cents or 50 cents, or do you want to bring in somebody who becomes an executive consultant in your business? So, guys, here's your safety net. I call up my friend Danny. I ask him for a favor. He says yes. Okay, I get the yes. Step number three is, Danny, I started my own business.
What is it, Ray?
Guys, that's what I want him to say. You know what your safety net is? I started my own business. You know what one of the most popular Google searches is today? Home-based business. Why? Because our economy is so bad, because people are struggling financially, and more so than ever before, there's more people looking for alternative ways to make extra income. So what I say to Danny is, Danny, I've started my own business. Now, if he starts asking me questions, I don't sign him up as a customer. He's showing an interest. There's my safety net. I'd rather him start saying, is this something I can do? Danny, I started my own business. If he doesn't say anything, step number four is my why. Because one of two things is going to happen. If I tell him I started my own business and he doesn't say anything, my why might. I personally started my own business because a good friend of mine from Texas called me up and told me to buy a scale with this business, Danny. He told me we're going to make so much money that we're not going to be able to count it. We're going to have to weigh it. So this is the ticket for me to become financially free. Now, guys, you need to figure out your why. Think about this. You're going to the in-laws. You're going to some relatives, and you say, I started my own business so the wife can be home with your nieces and nephews. Or so your daughter can be home with the grandkids. Or because I've got two kids in high school and I started looking at the price of colleges. You need to let this person know why you're doing this business for two reasons. They might say, is this something that I can do? I've got kids in high school too. I've got kids that I want my wife to stay home and raise and not send to daycare. So guys, those are your two safety nets. Now, if I tell Danny I started my own business and my why, and he doesn't ask questions, he's a great customer. He's not interested. So what's step number five? Danny, grab your energy bill. Grab your energy bill. And guys, when I'm on the phone to gather a customer, I've got my website pulled up. Why? Because I've always been told if you want something done right, do it yourself. You don't want to send a customer to your website and they call you back an hour later. Hey, I think I hit this green energy thing. What is that? Or I signed up by mistake on this. Guys, do it yourself. Why? Because I want to make it as easy for him as possible. If you want a loyal customer, get somebody and make it easy for him. So I say, Danny, can you grab your Con Ed bill right now, please?
Okay.
Great, Danny, here's what I'm going to need from you. I'm going to need your name, your address, just as it appears on your bill. Danny, I'm going to need your Con Ed account number. And guys, I'm going to walk him through the process. It takes literally 5 minutes to sign up a customer. And then I'm going to get his energy account. I'm going to help him set up his own personal webpage. Okay, we're going to use it. What I always do when I sign up a customer is I use their name for a password. I put their first name in there. That's pretty easy for them to remember. Wouldn't you guys agree? And I sign Danny up. I go through the procedure. What else do I do? I do the third-party verification. I do it right then. Why? Because I want to make sure it gets done. I want to help that new person get paid. The sooner I can get them verified and get them go over to an active customer, the sooner we get that new consultant. So I'm going to help Danny go through that procedure. And guys, I'm done. Danny, I appreciate you being my customer. I get off the phone. What do I do next? Well, what I do next is I send Danny a handwritten thank you card. Guys, you only need a handful of loyal customers. When was the last time that your energy provider sent you a handwritten thank you card? Never. And what I tell Danny is, what I do is about a week later, I call Danny up. I probably will see him before then, but about a week later, here's what he's gotten. He's gotten a welcome letter from Ambit. He's gotten a welcome letter from the incumbent company congratulating him on becoming an Ambit customer. He's got a thank you card from me with a Starbucks gift certificate or a Dunkin' Donuts, whatever you feel comfortable putting in there. And he's got a travel package, a 2-night, 3-day travel package from Ambit. Do you think he thinks this is a pretty good deal at that point? And guys, when I call Danny back, I say, hey, Danny, how's your gas and electricity doing? Now, guys, nothing changed, but he's excited because he helped me and he sees the benefits of becoming a customer. At that point, what I do is I let him know, hey, Danny, you see it's gone pretty well for you. Do you think you might be able to refer a couple people to me? Well, what do you mean? If you go to www.ambittravel.com, you've got the opportunity to get some free travel by referring customers. Or, Danny, how would you like to get some free gas or free electricity? And I explain the program to him and I show him where the website is. Guys, the biggest mistake that people make in this business is they go out there and they try to sell gas and electricity to their friends and family. It doesn't work. The thing is, keep it simple. Step number one, ask for the favor. Step number two, get the yes. Do not go to step number three till you get the yes. If you've got to repeat yourself 5 times, Danny, if it won't cost you anything, it won't inconvenience you, you're guaranteed to save money, it's important to me, will you do me a favor? I've said it 5 times. I've said it 5 times over and over again. Danny, what about last week when you needed to borrow my chainsaw? I was there for you. Just do me the favor. Step number three, let them know you started your own business. Even if they're not interested, what if they refer you somebody a month later that they overhear a conversation, that person joins your team and goes on to be an EC? Guys, there's some great referrals in this business. Step number four, tell them your why. The reason they're going to be a loyal customer is when somebody else calls them and tries to get them to switch back, they're going to visualize you and your kids going to college or your wife staying home with your children rather than sending them to daycare. It's very important that your customers know your why. Sign them up. Step number six, send them a thank you card. Now, guys, it doesn't always go that easy. Let's be honest. You're going to get some people who are going to give you a hard time. That doesn't mean that they won't do it, but there's times where they start hitting you with questions. What are your rates? What about this? How does this work? As a new consultant, the worst thing you can do for a new consultant is let them get beat up by friends and family, make them get frustrated, and then all of a sudden, they don't want to pick the phone up anymore. If I get on the phone with Danny, and he's a good friend of mine, and he's thinking about doing it, but he starts hitting me with questions I don't know the answer, hey, Danny, listen, I'm going to get you on the phone with my friend Brian McClure. I'm brand new. I'm excited about this. I promise you it's a good deal. But Brian can answer those questions better than I can because he's one of the top income earners. He's got a huge customer base. What do? I three-rein Brian because Brian's going to assure Danny that this is a good deal, and he's going to answer his questions better than I can. Why? Because he knows I don't know what I'm doing. He knows I'm brand new, and when I start stuttering on the phone, he starts losing confidence. But as soon as I get him on the phone, he knows what he's doing. So, guys, it is critical if you want to build a large organization, the best thing you can do for a new consultant is get them paid. How do I know that? We had somebody join our team. They joined our business. They came in the first day. They got their first couple customers, and they went out there, and they tried to sell Ambit to people. We're not coachable. And within a week, they decided to quit the business. They called up Norbert and myself and said, you know what, I tried this, it didn't work. Well, guys, they tried it their way. They didn't try to follow the system. But let me tell you what happened that was magic. About a week after she decided to quit the business, a yellow envelope showed up in her mailbox. And she went and she got the check. And her fiance who told her, you're crazy, this isn't going to work for you. And her sister who told her, you're crazy, this won't work for you, saw that check and said, how did you get this first $100? And she said, well, my website, myself as a customer, and I signed up mommy as a customer. So her fiance said, well, if I do what you did, what happens? And she said, well, you get $100 and I get $100. And her sister saw that she got paid and said, well, what happens? Well, guys, what happens is she became a regional consultant. She's got about 40 or 50 consultants on her team right now. So let me tell you the difference. What would have happened if we didn't get her the first two customers within the first 24 to 48 hours? You know what would have happened? She quit. What happened because she got her first $100 check? It turned into 40 or 50 consultants. Some of them are doing real well. Guys, that's the key to this business. You need to get people paid. The quickest way to get them paid, website and their first couple customers.